today's No Sweat News is here for you now. These are the final three stories that could be on tomorrow's quiz for Ozzy tickets, so that's kind of cool.
Ozzy Osbourne and Megadeth hit the garden.
I don't know how good your memory is for the ups and downs of the potato chip industry.
Oh, for the potato chip.
However, my memory for the potato chip industry ongoings is finely tuned. Okay. I remember last year Pringles.
Oh, yeah, I love Pringles.
Which is barely a potato chip, but still.
I like it, though.
Yeah, like it's only 45% potato.
It's not my go-to, right, but, you know.
Pringles made chips with different Thanksgiving dinner flavors, but they did it as a test. They weren't on sale.
Right.
This year,
yeah,
they're on sale.
Oh, yeah?
Bing, bing, bing.
I love this.
Yep. They've got three Thanksgiving flavors for new chips. They've got the turkey flavor.
Excellent.
They've got the stuffing flavor. And the pumpkin pie.
What? Where the hell is mashed potatoes and gravy?
I don't know. They haven't done that one yet.
Oh,
you think that would have been the first one they did because they are potatoes.
Well, I mean, to me, turkey and mashed potatoes.
Well, you can get them all now at the KelloggsStore.com for a limited time. They just went on sale on Monday.
I'll buy it.
You know, it's taken all the way to Thursday, but we finally have our idiot criminal of the week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to take you to Salt Lake City, Utah, and introduce you to Tina Ray Delgado. Now, Tina Ray was busted on Monday for embezzling more than $134,000 from the spa that she worked at.
Tisk, tisk, Tina.
That's some good business at the spa. Why did she embezzle the money from her current employer? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was because she had to pay restitution from another embezzlement charge. Tina worked for a property management company before this gig, and she stole $170,000 from them. So she figured, well, I got to get this money to pay back, so I'll steal it from my current employer.
This is literally the definition of robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, right?
Like, that phrase was invented for Tina Delgado or whatever her name is.
So, I don't know, man. I don't even know if I would hire her for a weekend position at this point. It's going to be tough for her to get her next gig, I think. And Dateline, Aldi's Supermarket for our final story of the week. Yesterday, Aldi's Supermarkets, something went on sale there that even I, the biggest critic of Christmas creep on the planet, even I support this holiday sale, even though it's early.
Okay, I like this.
The grocery chain is selling advent calendars with little bottles of wine for every day up till Christmas.
Oh, what a great idea.
Plus, there's imported cheese for every day, too.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep, you can celebrate the arrival of little baby Jesus with a different bottle of hooch every day.
Excellent. Hey, Jesus liked the wine.
Yeah.
So did the apostles.
Water into wine, baby.
Absolutely.
Every calendar comes in a giant box that weighs a hefty 21 pounds. Goes for about $70, and you get a nice mix of wine, too. You get a Cab, a Merlot, a Malbec, a Cab Franc, a Pinot Grigio. And if these boozy calendars are anywhere near as popular as the version sold in the United Kingdom last year, they're probably already sold out.
The only problem with this story is that in my household, all of the bottles will be gone by day three.
Beanie. Beanie's been a little early on her old Christmas celebration, huh?
Bob, it's December 1st. Hey, everything through December 24th has been taken now.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot.
That's today's No Sweat News. Tomorrow we're going to do the quiz for Ozzy tickets. Here's how it works. I read four stories in the quiz, right? Three were actually part of the No Sweat News feature this week. One I made up at about 4:20 this afternoon. Now, if you spot the phony one, then you got a good shot at winning Ozzy tickets for the big show in June at the Garden.
All right.
All right, quick check of the road. Oh, if you miss any of the No Sweat News, you can just check out the podcast section at WRAT.com.